Good evening, class. Welcome to the third edition, the third week of our class, our course, our five-week program, which, as some of you may remember, we're almost finished with all of the Aleph Bet, all of the sounds from our handy-dandy chart from our National Jewish Outreach Program. We should also have in front of us a smaller version of that. And before we begin, as one of our homework assignments was to review Chazara of Lesson 13, that was the homework assignment, which I'm sure you all did, and I don't want any excuses like your dog ate your homework or something like that. So before we jump into our next session, which is lesson 24, okay? We're going to do something which I immensely enjoy. Does anyone have any guess what that is? The cards! We're going to go through the sounds. We, right now, in 2 weeks, we went through all these sounds. The amount that we have left to cover is significantly less than half. So we're doing very well. We're ahead of the game. So if everyone would be able to help me out, and when you see the card, if you would be able to make the proper sound, that would be excellent. Because as we always encourage class participation, the more you participate, the more you'll be able to remember the sounds and be able to read Hebrew by Hanukkah, which is our goal. Okay, class. No. Right, very good. In our class, we don't acknowledge the actual letters. This happens to be a note. It's absolutely true. But for this, a five-week crash course, they feel it's unnecessary to actually memorize the names of the letters. But that certainly is something which we'll eventually get to. No. Excellent. Next one?
Sir.
Sir, very good. Does anyone know what this has to do with the lefty? It's not a sin to be a lefty, exactly, that's right. And being a lefty myself. Now this is what I told you I don't like. This is what sound?
Shh.
And what's the? Because she is always right. I don't like that one. Okay. Huh, very good. Of course, if this letter is at the end of a word?
Silent.
Exactly. Beautiful. How about this vowel? Oh, very good. Terrific. And this? Right, it's round on the right. That's how we remember that one. How about this one? Oh, very good. Excellent. And this?
Eh.
Beautiful. Terrific. Okay.
E.
Right, it's like a little P. E. Very good. And this little T is?
Ah.
Very good. Now, I mentioned last week that because there's different customs, whether you pray in the Ashkenazic tongue or Sephardic, you can say it the way you'd like. As far as the way the course is supposed to is taught, it's taught that this sound is the same as this sound, which is ah. But that's really according to the Sephardic tongue, or Sephardic pronunciation. In Ashkenaz, this is ah. So basically, whatever you would like to do is fine. I'm not going to discourage someone from doing what they're not used to doing. And this sound? Ta or sa, right? This is the other difference between Ashkenaz and Sephardim. Sephardim, they do not make a difference between the dot or not a dot. They always say that both of them are the same sound, ta. In Ashkenaz, they will pronounce this as sa, right? Like, for example, Toras Emes. However, in Sephardim, they would say Torat Emet. Right? But either way, they're both acceptable pronunciations. Okay. Ooh, remember someone hits me in the stomach? Ooh, very good. All right, and this one?
Ooh.
All right, ooh. And it looks almost like a spoon. You can imagine it's like a spoon.
Good.
Good, right, you see the gap on the bottom? There's a gap, so it's good. Very good.
It's
silent. The aleph makes no sound, rather it takes upon the sound of the vowel underneath, as well as this. Also does not make sound, Now this one is what sound?
L.
And we said that we can remember that by just looking at the top. Almost looks like the letter L, right? If you look at just the top of it, L. Very good. And this one, the tongue depressor, ah. That's how we begin our very first vowel. The very first sound was that one. And then we have these two dots and the hook, which is A, right, exactly. This hook is, we're going to begin session three in a moment, which is going to be this letter, which is actually the letter Yud, okay? Which we'll talk a little bit about the significance of that letter in a moment. How about this mountain? Ma, very good, very good. And ba, very good. Ma, also an M sound, ma. The difference is this is one of the final letters, which means that this is really the same sound as this. However, this is at the beginning of a word, like in the name Moses. Moses' Hebrew name is Moshe. That's the first letter in his name, right? However, if you would want to say a word which ends with a M sound, you would use this guy. It's called a Mem Sofit. The end of the word is that letter. We're going to see a few other there's a few other letters in the Aleph Bet which also are at the end of a word. This one we just saw, M, right? Which is at the end, the final letter. We also see that there's going to be a couple other ones which are final. This is the final letter, this is the final letter. You can see on your sheet, there's a few others as well as the N, but we'll get to that later. And this sound nice and loud, everyone?
Silent.
Can't get you.
So far, there are three silent ones.
There's, right, we have these two silent word letters, and then we have this silent vowel.
So why do you make it so complicated?
We got to make it. The significance is, of course, in a situation where there's never a silent letter together with underneath a silent vowel. The purpose is they want a certain sound, but they want just the sound of the vowel or just the sound of the letter. That's the reason why they're there, because it's almost like a two for one. The letter and the vowel are like two. So sometimes that's the purpose of it. We'll see that when we get to more of the lessons. Okay, let's try this sound, everyone. A, very good, excellent. And this one? Well, right, because this is void of the ball. And this one is a little dent over here. See that? So it's which sound? Duh. Very good. And this one is nice and neat. It's nice and neat. Nuh. Excellent. And the letter which I don't like. Actually, I don't mind that one. I don't like that one because she is not always right, but at least for this class, she is. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Very well. Let's move on to lesson 24, which is on page 30. I started off, I was actually incorrect because the homework assignment was not at the beginning of this second packet that we had on page 19. Our homework assignment was actually the very end of the packet. But I'll assume that you did all your work, that you were following directions and you did the work that you needed to. Let's move on to page 30, lesson 24. Questions? Okay. Is everyone as excited as I am? I can see you guys are just so excited. I'm so happy. So glad you came. And we are ready for page 30. Did you not receive our new packet? Page 30. You have? It has these little hooks on the very top. Okay. Now, if you haven't already known, you may perhaps now see that this little hook actually is not really a hook. It's actually a letter, okay? And this hook is actually a letter in the alphabet. And as you can see on the very top of page 30 in our packet for lesson 24, this little vowel makes the y sound, y, okay? Ya as in yes, all right? With that said, let's try line one. Okay, class, line one.
Ya, ya, ye, 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 yo, 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 yo.
All right, so the last one you would just make the sound of the letter, but because the vowel underneath is silent, that's exactly correct. Okay, now let's try our very best with line 2. Okay, class. Yo, mar, ye, led, yo, shave, ye, ru, sha, la, yim, very good, ye, hu, da, ha, ya. Now you see that the word ha, ya, the first letter was a ha sound. But the last letter, there was no sound at all because that letter was at the end. So it's ha-ya. Very good. Now if you would look that at the, we saw that this is actually a word which we broke it up into small parts. So in line 2, you said the, it says ye, there's the ha-ya, which you said. The one before that is actually a name of one of the tribes of and sons of Jacob, which is Yehuda. That's how you say Yehuda, right? And the line, the word before that, which is about 7 letters, is actually the name of a city. What's the name of that city?
Jerusalem.
Jerusalem. That's how we recite the word Jerusalem in Hebrew, is Yerushalayim. Exactly, Yerushalayim. Very good. Excellent. All right. With that said, let's continue with line 3. Okay, class, let's try line 3. Ye, 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 Yisrael. Right, Yisrael. Very good. Ye, hey, ya, ye, he, Elohai, God, lu, ya, my. Very good. Excellent.
Yomai.
Exactly. Very good. Right. Okay. You guys are doing great. Line 4 is going to be the same thing as line 10. So let's jump down to line 10. Show, you ever see line 10? Show mer Yisrael. And you can see, what does it mean, show mer Yisrael? So it says what? Guardian
of Israel.
Guardian of Israel, right. Show mer Yisrael. That God is a is the show mer Yisrael. He's the guardian of Israel. Very good. Okay, let's see line 14, class. Ha, om, reem, ma, Yisrael. So let's see that line one more time, a little bit faster this time, line 14. Ha, om, reem, shema, Yisrael. Like the famous Pasuk, the famous sentence that we know of Shema Yisrael, right? That's how we say Shema Yisrael, okay? Ha'omrim Shema Yisrael, which means, as we see on line 14, hear, O Israel, okay? All right, let's continue now with line 15. All right, everyone focused and paying attention, doing well? Great. Let's try line 15. Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom. And as I mentioned last week, the word Sim Shalom, which says over here, grant peace, is also the name of a prayer book, a siddur, that many synagogues and temples use.
Is that song, Sim Shalom?
Yes, that's the name of, there's a song.
But you said Sim.
Sim, right.
In the song, there's a Sim Shalom.
Well, that's, like a lot of times we say things, but
Thanksgiving,
remember that? Sim Shalom.
He was wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't just say it this time.
Okay.
you'll notice, we find this, of course, a lot in English also, that there's the proper pronunciation, and then there's the pronunciation that people just say. So the exact way of saying it is actually seem, because that's the letter, which is the s and the e underneath it. So it's really seem shalom, but it's much harder to say seem shalom as opposed to sim. You know, seem is a harder word to say. Yeah, so that's the name of it, and that's where it comes from. Those are the words. Seem shalom. Okay, but you don't have to get everyone upset and tell them that they're saying it wrong either. Let them live. They're singing it and they're happy. That's the most important thing. Let's try the box. But again, the word Seem Shalom is also the name of a prayer book. A lot of temples and synagogues use that prayer book, and that's the name Seem Shalom. Okay, let's try the box, everyone. Shalom. Al Yisrael. Shalom Al Yisrael. Okay? So therefore, when you see this letter, you now know it's not a hook, it's what sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. And you've noticed this a couple times. You have this and then the hook, which is E. Right? That's so even though this by itself is yuh, when you have this dot, which is the E sound anyway, it's almost as though you don't even say this. But it's actually, if you hear it clearly, it's a little bit more stressed. The E is a little bit stronger. But nonetheless, that's the difference between this letter and that. Now, in addition, before we move on, you know that if you see the above line one, you have this letter. Does anyone know the actual letter for this? What it's called? A yud. Some, instead of calling it a yud, they call it the name of what some people call Jewish people are a yid. A yid, right? And you should know one of the words, perhaps one of the most common words in the prayer book, in the Siddur, is when you have these two letters, one next to each other, right? You have it almost the way it is. The letter Yud, and then right after another Yud. But you don't read it Yud, you actually read Adonai, one of God's names. When you have two of these letters together, it actually means Adonai. Okay? That's, if you would look in a prayer book, you'll see that very often. You, for example, Baruch Atah Adonai, it doesn't actually spell it out, it just has these two letters, one to the other. And some people explain a very interesting concept behind why that's the case. Because how is it possible to have God in our world, that you're going to have Adonai together in this world? It's only when one Yid and the other Yid come together. When two Yids, two Jewish people, are not like this, when they're able to see eye to eye and come next to each other, that's when we have Adonai. That's when we have God in our world. That's the reason why those two letters, those two yids, or two yuds, represent the two Jewish people that are able to get along and coexist in the same world. So that's the significance of those little letters. And that takes us off to our next lesson. We are now on page 31. And what I did, I don't know if I did this in the past, it's double-sided, so you'll have to see the other side, where we have these letters, which we may already be familiar with, but nonetheless, we're now going to see different pronunciations of this type of, almost looks like a stick of some sort, but certainly it is not, it's a letter. And you'll notice over here, this is not in the order of the alphabets, because it's done in a way so they compare and contrast one another. So this letter they put on this chart is right there. And you can see that this letter is very straight. Straight. Very straight. So the point is that they want you to look at this and think of the sound V. So when you see this, you think V. It's very straight. Okay? So that's the sound V. Now you'll also notice on page 31, on the very top where it says V as in victory, that not only when it's alone is it how the sound va, but of course if it has these two dots, which is a silent vowel, if it's underneath, it also takes upon the same sound, which is va. Okay? So either way you slice it, whenever you see this letter, what sound are we supposed to make? Va. Very good. Excellent. Okay. With that said, let's now try line 1 on page 31. Okay, class, try line 1, please. Excellent. Now, I hope that we're not getting any confusion, because if you remember, there are some vowels, not letters, but vowels that look very similar to the letter that we're doing. Alright? Absolutely, this is the va sound. But please do not get confused, because what is this sound?
Oh.
That's the sound. Forget about this letter. It's a vowel. In fact, if you look, it's on the bottom over here with the vowels. Alright? This is an O. And what is this sound?
Ooh.
Right. Ooh. And what is this?
V.
So let's go over this one more time, because it is confusing. This is what sound? O. Ooh. And V. So you'll know it's a V when there's no dots there or there. That means it's a V. With a dot above, in the middle, it's ooh. When it's above, it's O. Alright? Easy enough, huh? We're just really trying to confuse us. That's the way it's said. Okay, so we saw line 1 already. Let's continue with line 2. Okay, class. Lay V. V. Who. Da. Va. Yeah. He. Ba. Yo. Mer. V. Who. V. He. V. Ed. V. Ed. Because remember that second letter is silent. So you only say the vowel underneath. So it's V. Ed. Okay. Very well. Let's try line 5. Bereshit. Or Bereshis. Either Bereshis or Bereshit. Which is, it says, it's in the beginning. Because, of course, that's not only the name of the first Torah portion in the Bible, but it's also the very first word in the Torah. Bereshit. Right? Which means in the beginning. Okay, very good. Now, believe it or not, these next lines, as you're going to see on the left, are going to be different sentences and verses which are found in Bereshit, in the first parsha, in the first Torah reading. Let's try line 6, class. Va yo mer. Elohim Yehi Or. That last word is or. Light. Or is light. That's right. Let's try line 7. Va Yehi Or. And it says over there, and there was light. So you just read line 6 and 7. God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let's try line 9. Va-yish-bot ba-yom ha-shvi-i. Right. Va-yish-bot, or va-yish-bos. Again, don't get confused. The way I'm going to say the word is Vayishbot, because that's the Sephardic pronunciation. Even when I pray from an Ashkenaz prayer book. Nonetheless, for this class, that's how we say it. That's how I said, at least. Vayishbot, if you look at the last three letters of the word Vayishbot, looks like what? What holiday, which is on every Saturday?
Shabbos.
If you remove those, the first two letters, that's how you spell the word Shabbos in Hebrew. Of course, with different vowels. But nonetheless, that's how you write the word Shabbos with those three letters. And the last two letters, Bayom Hashvi'i, is on the seventh day. Okay, terrific. Let's try line 12, a very important line that my teachers used to always repeat to me day and night. Let's try line 12. Gisa bo yom v'layla. They used to make me study day and night. Yom is during the day, and layla is night. Right? Okay. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Let's turn to page 32. We're moving right along here. Line. We're going to see. Oh, great. Another final letter. Finally, a final letter. And this one is very similar to the letter in the sound as this letter, which is so very nice and neat. But this one right underneath it is just a straight line, a little curve, a straight down, and that is nun. Okay? And I'll pull out my handy dandy card over here so that I'll be able to find it myself. But this letter makes the sound n. So just like this makes the sound n, but this letter is only found at the beginning or middle of a word. But this letter, even though it does make the same sound, n, it's only found at the end of a word. You only find this at the end of a word. Okay? Fine. So that's another final letter. So far we've had the final letter ma, and now we're doing the final letter na. Okay? Alright. Let's try line 1. Okay, class. Na, na, ne, ne, ni, ni, no, no, nu, new. Okay, excellent. Let's try line 2, which is gonna, we'll now have some n at the end. Okay, let's try line 2. Na tan no tain bain na amen. Na, don. And one of the words was pretty famous one, which was what word?
Adon
means master. Adon, but also the word amen. Amen is a word, right? Amen really means true. It also is an acronym for the words El Melech Ne'eman, that God is a Melech, a king who is Ne'eman, trustworthy, a very believed and noble and trustworthy king. But nonetheless, that we just read the word Amen. Line 3 is a question. I love questions. I don't always have good answers for them, but I love questions. Let's try line 3. Mi na tan et ha Torah. Me is who? Notain, who gave? What do you think the next two words mean? Me notain et haTorah. Who gave us the Torah? Who gave us the Torah? That's a question. A very valid question. We're going to maybe see that answer in a few seconds. Let's try line 5. It's another boy's name. Reuven. Or Reuven, right? Reuven. Na. this is a famous guy's name. Next line. Moshe Rabbeinu Natan et HaTorah Livnei Yisrael. Anyone want to take a stab? What do you think this boy Reuven answered when he said, Moshe Rabbeinu Natan et HaTorah? Who gave the Torah? Moses. Moses gave the Torah, Libnei Yisrael, to the Ben, the Bnei, the children of Israel. Okay, very good. Okay, let's try line 8. And I'm not going to say that what you've done so far is sufficient or enough, so we have to move on to line 8. You guys with me? Line 8. Da ye nu. Dayenu means enough, but it's never enough. You have to keep learning. The reason why it says Dayenu is because this next part is actually part from the Haggadah on the Passover service on the first and second night. And this is the song Dayenu. And we're going to read it, and then perhaps we will also be able to sing it afterwards. So let's try lines 9 through 13. You guys ready? Ilu na tan na tan la nu na tan la nu et ha to ra. Let's do lines 9 and 10 one more time, reading it. Let's try line 9 again. E lu na tan na tan la nu na tan la nu et ha to ra. E lu na tan la nu na tan la nu et ha to ra. We're now up to line 11. Let's try line 11. Et ha to ra na tan la nu da ye nu. Okay, let's try line 12. Dai da ye nu dai da ye nu da da ye. Line 13. Da ye nu da ye nu da ye nu. Let's try lines 9 through 13. Does this song sound somewhat familiar? Let's try line 9. Okay, we're going to try to sing it, and I apologize for my beautiful melodious tones. Line 9. Ilu natan natan lanu natan lanu et ha-torah et ha-torah natan lanu da. Dayenu. And as you heard my voice, Dayenu with my singing. Okay? Enough. All right. So, okay. But that is the famous song Dayenu. Beautiful. Okay, we're up to page 33. Okay? We're up to page 33. And we are now going to learn, as I told you a little bit before, about Adonai. Now, as I mentioned last week, there are some people that they do not say the word Adonai because it's one of God's names. However, certainly for my class and for teaching, there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. And therefore, you'll hear me saying that many times. However, if you look on lesson 27, you'll see there are various different variations of how God's name is actually written. Okay, does everyone see that on page 33, the very top? God's name is in different forms. Now again, you'll hear constantly people saying about using God's name in vain. But to me, I certainly do not consider, and no one really does, that when you're learning, that's not in vain, because you're doing it in order that you'll be able to learn how to read Hebrew and to be able to pray from a siddur, from a prayer book. But you'll notice where it says the Lord, let's try to read the word in Hebrew next to the words the Lord. Okay, class?
Page,
I'm on page 33. Yeah, you'll, again, this is a double-sided sheet, okay? We're trying to preserve trees, you know. So we're on page 33, though. See where it says lesson 27? So could we read where it says the Lord, and then right next to it is in Hebrew, Adonai. Adonai. That's one of the ways that God's name is actually written. Adonai. Does everyone see how it's written? Okay. Now underneath it, Adonai. That's correct. Very good. Now you'll notice, as I told you before, there are other variations in different forms in which God's name is written. Okay? You'll notice, first of all, of course, in Hebrew, we go from the right to the left. So you'll notice the ha. You see there's a ha, and then there's a little slash on the left of the ha. That actually, the way it's said, the way it's written, it means Hashem. Just that letter hey. The ha with a little slash, which I like to call a doohinky, that little slash alone next to that letter, some people say that's Hashem. Because Hashem, which is one of God's names, Hashem literally means the name, the ultimate name, God's name. So instead of writing out all of his letters, we just say, put the letter, that letter, ha, and then a slash means Hashem. Which instead of saying Adonai, you'll hear many people when they refer to God and they wanted to use Hebrew, they'll not refer to God as Adonai, but rather they'll say Hashem, okay? Which is also God, all right? That's one of them. And then the next one to the left of it, you'll see the two yuds, or as I described before, the two yids that are coming close to one another. And even though if you would look at that word, you would think it's pronounced very differently, but those two letters, those two yuds next to each other, you're supposed to read that word Adonai, even though that's clearly not what it says. Okay? All right? And the word next to it, also, there's a yuh, there's a huh, there's a o, and there's a huh. But we also say that word as Adonai. Okay? You might be familiar with some other religions that they actually are called Yahwehs. I don't know if you've ever heard of that expression. But that's actually another group. There's a group of people who are not the Jewish faith, but they base it on the actual reading of that word. Well, we don't read that word the way it's spelled, which is Yehoah, right? Right? Which almost sounds like, if you hear, it sounds like another type of religion. If you hear it a little bit, say it a few more times, you'll know what I'm talking about. But it doesn't make a difference. When you see that word, we also say Adonai. And furthermore, sometimes God's name is actually written out as it's said, which is the last time, Adonai. Okay?
So if you're reading in the prayer book and you see that Ha-Yod-Heh?
Yeah, the first one?
The third word.
Oh, the third one? That's Adonai. Okay? And in fact, if I can just indulge by pulling up typical, this is an art scroll Siddur, but it's the same prayers. For example, if you would take the beginning of the Amidah, which is the actual Shemon Esrei, yes, Amidah, it's called Amidah because when a person does it, they stand. That's why it's called Amidah, because Amidah means to stand. So anyway, if you would look at the very beginning of the prayer, you'll see not only does it have this name, these letters, but there's no vowels underneath it. A lot of times in the prayer, because if the vowels are just misleading, because you don't actually say it the way it's written, okay? Fine. So sometimes God's name is written the way it's supposed to be said, Adonai, and sometimes, as we just saw, it might be with different letters, like the Yah and the Ha, but we still say Adonai.
So we just have to get familiar with that, huh?
Right, which is kind of confusing, because basically what we're learning in this lesson, lesson 27, is that all of these sounds, when you get to those words, don't matter, because we don't say them that way. And based on Kabbalah, which is Jewish mysticism, the significance is that if we really we don't really understand all the greatness of God, because God is infinite in knowledge and wisdom and greatness. Generally speaking, in Jewish tradition, Jewish philosophy, a person's name is their essence. It's the essence of the person. We don't even understand that. But the idea is that when a person is given a name, a Jewish name, that name represents their essence. We don't have the capacity always to be able to completely understand the essence of God. And therefore, the way it's written, we cannot say it that way because we're not on that level to understand God in His completeness. Of course, when I say His, God is spiritual. God is not a man or a woman because God doesn't have a body. God is spiritual. There's no such thing as male or female because that would be a limitation. And there, and God is limitless. Okay, with that said, let us try some of these prayers. Now, these are all prayers. Some of them are actually taken from the Siddur, from the prayer book itself. Some are taken from the Torah, from the five books of Moses, from the Chumash. Okay? All right. Let's try line one. Okay? And bear in mind, when we read line one, you'll notice the second word is not the way it is usually pronounced. Okay, let's try this class, line one. Gadol Adonai hu lol me'od. Very good. Let's try line four, which... this next Hebrew word is a word which probably is the most quoted in many other religions. Let's read line four. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Day Adonai. So the first word was what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which means Hallel, which is what a prayer that we say on happy occasions. It's really a break of, is the first of two words. Hallelujah. Praise is Yah, is one of God's names. Okay? Hallelujah. That's what it means. Hallelujah is actually a Hebrew word, which means Hallel Yah. A praise to God. That's what a person does. Okay. But you'll notice even in the English, it doesn't even necessarily even translate the word, hallelujah. But that's what it really means. Okay, let's try line five, everyone. Hallelujah. Shem Adonai. Excellent. Okay, let's try line six. Perhaps the most famous words in the entire Torah, because it's repeated hundreds of times. Line six. Vayomer Adonai El Mo. What's the guy's name? Moshe, right? So that again, see how it's confusing, but like everything, the more you see it, you'll know that that is actually one of God's names, and that's how we pronounce it. Not the way it's written, but the way we say it is always that way. Okay? Let's try line 9. Okay? Va-yo-mer a-love ani. What's that last word in line 9? Adonai. Right? That's God's name. Okay? Okay. Very good. Let's try line 11. This is probably one of the most famous sentences that are chanted in synagogue and in temples for the Hallel prayer. Line 11. Na. Excellent. Adonai. Ho. Shia. Na. Anna Adonai Hoshia Na. That's at the very end of the Hallel prayer, and what you can see in the English, please, God, help us. Anna Adonai Hoshia Na. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Now, this is probably one of the most important concepts of what God is in our lives, which is the box on the bottom of page 33. What is God? So let's read line the box. I'm not even going to start off with the first word, because what is the first word? Adonai. What is God? God is Hu Ha Ya. Hu Ho Ve. Hu Yi Hiye. Which you can see in the bottom. What is God? God, He was, He is, and He shall forever be. Now, before we turn to the next page, if you look at the word of Adonai, the way it's spelled, okay, you'll notice that what is God? God, Haya, Hove, Yihye. You'll see that those four letters, which we don't pronounce, means Haya, which you'll see you have three of the four letters of Adonai. Does anyone see what I'm talking about? The word Adonai, which is the first word, there's four different letters to make up that name. Okay? If you look, what is Adonai? So it says Hu Haya, which you'll notice the word Haya has three of those letters of Adonai. See that? They're the same. Three of the letters. Hu Hove also has three of those letters. Okay? And Hu Yihye also has three of those letters. Which means the word Adonai in itself, even though we don't read it that way, the meaning of that those letters is that God is, God was, God always will be. That's the significance of that word. Why it's written, question you can ask is, if it's Adonai, then why do you have those weird letters? What does one have to do with the other? Because the word Adonai means Hu Haya, Hu Hove, Hu Yiye. He was, He is, He shall ever be. Questions? Okay? But again, the more we learn Hebrew, the more enriching it'll be in the prayers, because we'll realize the beauty of the Hebrew language and how it really flows and interplays with so many things that we're familiar with, we just don't even realize. Okay? Now, before we turn to page 34, we can turn to page 34, we're now going to see some more prayers. Okay? But before we get to page 34, because you'll see, hey, wow, we're flying. You know, we only have a few more pages. We're doing great. It's terrific. But before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I just want to make sure that we're all familiar with all these sounds. So let's go over these one more time, class.
Could you show me again here where the...
Okay, no problem. Because you'll see the word Adonai has four letters.
Yeah.
This has three of those four letters.
Yeah.
This has three of those four letters. And this one has three of those four letters. Right.
Where is it?
Right here. The same word. This is God. So this, and this, they all have three of those letters. They have the ha, the ha, and the yud, which means that's why it's spelled that way, because it means God is, God will be, God was.
So we have to memorize that. I don't know why.
Isn't this true of things?
Yeah.
That's
exactly it. It. Again, the more we expose ourselves, the more practice, the better it will be. It'll be more familiar. Yes?
This is not the same.
That's Yihyeh.
What?
Yihyeh. That's the pronunciation. Will be. It's not the same thing because...
It's a different word.
It's a different word than Adonai.
Yeah,
because there's... You don't have the V in the third letter. Okay, class, let's see these letters. And then we're going to move on.
Well, I haven't.
You guys with me? Okay, let's... Ta or sa, that's correct.
Ta,
very good.
U.
G.
Silent.
Silent.
La.
A.
A.
B.
M.
Silent. M. It's also, it's this one, the same. Okay, good. This one's silent.
A.
A.
V.
D.
N.
That's a good.
S.
Y. That's flying.
E.
Good.
Sh.
Is that it?
Oh, yeah.
Have a couple more. What the?
Huh?
Can't trick you guys at all. You guys are too good. Okay. All right, class. Let us try page 34. Okay, we're not going to go through this whole thing. We're only going to do a couple lines, and then we're going to move on to page 35. But let's try line 1. Okay? It's underlined. Eloheinu. They... Avoseinu or Avotenu.
Avotenu?
Either way.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Let's try line 2.
Eloheinu
Velohei
Avoseinu
or Avoseinu. Very good. Excellent. This is actually taken from the Amidah, from the Shemoneh Esrei. Let's try line 3. Ha el ha ga dol ha gi bor the ha no ra. Excellent. Let's try line 7. We saw this on the previous page from Hallel. Na Adonai ho she.
No.
Excellent. Okay. Now we're going to do lines 9 through 13 because I always enjoy singing this song. But first, we're going to read it.
What line?
Line 9. We're going to try line 9 now, okay? The shum ru the ne yis ra el. Et ha sha bat la a sot et ha sha bat le do ro tom be reet o la. Beni uvein b'nei Yisrael ot hi le'ola. This is actually some people who have the custom to make kiddush on Shabbat morning, this is what's said, and also it's part of the evening service on Friday night. The paragraph of Vishamiru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat v'dorot ha-merit olam. So that's the song that some people sing for this paragraph. Okay, let's turn to page 35, okay? Let's turn to page 35, okay? We are now up to new letters. I'm running out of letters over here because we've almost seen them all. And that's okay. We're now up to another letter, which I'm going to hope we're not going to get too confused with this one, is this letter which looks almost like a circle. See it? Looks almost like a circle. And therefore, it's sub. It's the S sound. I don't want you to get confused, but you'll notice that this one, which is more like a more square, is ma. Don't confuse it with this one, which is very circular. Right? It's a circle. Sub. Okay? And you'll note this letter, the sub, can be anywhere. This is only at the end, right? This could be at the beginning or at the end. For example, a horse in Hebrew is a sus. A sus, which is from this letter, the beginning of the word horse and at the end. Sus. But anyway, that's the next sound we're going to be doing right now. So let's try line one. Okay, class? These all of line one, don't get confused, all are the sa letter. Let's try line one. Sa, sa, se, se, si, si, so, so, su, su. Now before we try line two, you have to, this is where it gets a little more difficult. We know that this is a su, and this is a different sound, but some, of course, it's the whole, it's a sentence, it's words, it's sentences, it's letters. So you're going to find that this one is going to be mixed up sometimes next to each other, so to remember which one makes the right sounds, okay? So let's try line two. You'll notice line two, there's no vowels, okay? All right? So let's just do the sounds of these letters. Line two. Sa, sa, ma, ta, sa, sa, ma, ma, sa, sa. You see, that it's interesting that you'll see that in Hebrew, three of the letters sound very similar. This one, unless you're Sephardic and you say ta, which is fine, but this one, as well as this one, right? They all sound similar, but there are slight differences in the sounds. When you become more familiar with it, there's slight differences. But for our sake, they're basically the exact same. Okay, let's read line five, which is only one word. Sidur. That's how you write the word sitter. Again, like you asked me about Sim Shalom. How do people call it, what do they call a prayer book? Oh, it's a sitter. It's really a sidur. That's the proper pronunciation of that book on this table, is a sidur.
When you're writing, say sidur, could you put in the other S, does it make any difference with which S?
This is the way it's spelled, sidur.
I know, but could you use that other S?
No. It's a the other thing about, even if it's the same sound, but words in Hebrew, as opposed to in English, they have what's called a shoresh, a root, and it has a meaning. If you're able to find the three key letters of every word, there, even though if you would have a much longer word, and it sounds like it's a completely different word, but if you cut it down to the root, you'll see that they're all the same. There's a connection, a correlation. For example, what do we have on Passover night? We have a Seder, which is the exact same root as Seder, because a Seder means order, right? The Seder is in a specific order, you know? And this book is also in a very specific order. That's why a prayer book is called a Seder, because it's in a very specific Seder, in a specific order, just like our Passover service is in a Seder. You're having a specific order that has to be done in that way. So that's the reason why, you're right, even though the sound may be the same, but if you remove that letter and you put in a different letter, it has a different meaning. The root of the word means something else. So even though the sound is the same phonetically, but if the words are different, which would change the meaning of the word. Okay? All right? Okay, with that said, let's continue with line 7. Gam le Abba Gadol. Gadol is big, right.
What is that?
Gam means also. That's not the important word. Abba is a
father.
It means also father has a what? Sidur gadol. A big sidur. Right? Okay. A big prayer book. Let's try line 8. Gam ima ga. What do you think that means? Also, who? Mother has a big Seder. Very exact. Okay, very good. All right. Okay, let's move on to line. Let's see. Let's try line 15, class. Ooh, mo, de, al, ha, emet. Emet. Emet means what? Truth. Emet is truth. Okay? Very good. All right. And the way that some people explain, you know why the word emet is truth? If you look at these letters, if let's say pretend you would have a big aleph and a big ma and a big sa, they both have stands. They're not lopsided like some other letters, because truth stands, truth remains forever, as opposed to other letters which are falsehood. That's one explanation. But there's a couple other explanations too, but it's beyond the scope of this class. Okay, let's try line 16. The do ver
emet
ba. We talked about the root word. The last word, the root word is only two letters. And you can see in the English, what is it? Heart. Because the word for heart in Hebrew is lev. Okay? A heart. Okay? That's the reason why, by the way, as we talk about some Hebrew words, the Hebrew word for dog. Does anyone know what the Hebrew word for dog is? Kelev. Because a kelev is kilev, is close to a person's heart. Because the dog is man's best friend. That's why it's called kelev. It's kilev. It's like your heart. It's so close to you. That's the type of animal. And this is, of course, this is Hebrew's thousands of years old. But people don't change. And of course, animals don't either. So that's the meaning of that. Okay. Let's move on to page 36. Okay? I hope no one is getting their Z's in my class. No sleeping over here. No Z's. Oh, that happens to be the next letter. How do you like that? Okay.
I'm so surprised that the word, that dog is close to your heart, because Jewish people don't have dog.
Well,
I
did.
Plenty of religious people have dog.
I did. I had two golden retrievers when I was a kid.
Yeah, but I mean usually they don't have dogs.
Well, that's their choice. That doesn't mean they're not. Anyone who is a dog owner loves them tremendously. This next letter we're going to see is not straight at all. You can see that the way it's constructed, this letter, it's very strange, how much this letter zigs and it zags. This letter is not straight, but rather it zigs and it zags. See, it's bent. This one's very straight. This one zigzags. And therefore, it's an easy way. When you see this zigzagging letter, you know that it's got to start with the Z. Okay? But this is, again, you have to remember, Hebrew is not English. So this is not the last letter in the alphabet. Just like in English, of course, the letter Z is the last letter. But Z, this is actually the seventh letter out of our 22 letters in the alphabet. Z. Okay? So the fact that it makes a certain sound similar to English, that doesn't mean it's the last letter. Z. Okay? All right. Let's try line one. Okay, class. Z. 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 Zoo. Very good. Line 4, a very important mitzvah, which we find on doorposts. Mezuzah. That's how you spell the word mezuzah. Right? A mezuzah. Excellent. Okay. Beautiful. Anyone have any questions at this point? Okay, let's try line... Wow. Let's see. Let's pick a good one here, huh? Let's try line 11. Ha, mo, re, sha, al,
ma,
zot. Good, excellent. Let's try line 13. Ha, mo, re, sha, al, ma, zot. Excellent. Line 14. Yo si a na zot me mezuzah. And again, the way people talk is not the way it's necessarily the right way of saying it.
What does that mean?
People call it a mezuzah, but it's mezuzah. Yossi is a person's name. Yossi Anna. Yossi answered, and he said, Zot mezuzah! This is a mezuzah. Zot. Some people, it depends if it's a boy or a girl. It could either be Zeh or Zot. But either way, it's this. Okay? All right. Let's see the box. Torah Tehei Emunati the Chadai Be'ezrati. Okay, the Torah shall be my faith and the Almighty my help. It's a very beautiful sentence. Later now, unfortunately, as sad as it may be, please hold off all your cries and tears because we will see you again next week. But we do have one more page, which is page 37. Okay? Page 37, we're going to see it, which is actually, some people recite, written by King David, the book of Psalms. The Psalms, which is a Psalm of P, is actually, in Hebrew, is Tehillim. And some people say, as a joke, the reason why you say Tehillim when a person is sick is because, why do you say it? It's Tehillim. You want to heal the guy, right? To heal him. We want to heal him, right? To heal the guy. To heal him. To heal him. That's why we say it. To heal him, right? We want to heal him. Okay. So anyway, but this is one of the more famous paragraphs of Tehillim. And it's called Shir Hamalot, right? Shir Hamalot. Shir Hamalos or Shir Hamalot. Some people may be familiar with it. Some people recite a special paragraph before they bench, before they bless God after they finish a meal. But also, Shir HaMalot is actually 15 paragraphs in the book of Psalms, and they're all called Shir HaMalot, which is a Shir, is a Shira, which is also one of the names of my daughter, one of my daughter's names. Shira means a song, right? A song. That's what the book of Psalms is mostly songs. Shira, Shir HaMalot, songs of going up, because there's 15 paragraphs called Shir HaMaalot, which correspond in the temple. There was 15 steps that ascended in the Beit HaMikdash in the temple. And that's what these this was written for. Okay. With that said, let's see line 4 in 5. Okay. Let's see if everyone remembers the proper way of reading these words. Line 4. Ezri Me'im. Excellent. Next line. Ado. He. Yay. Ozer. Li. Very good. Let's try line 7. Z. The Zim Rat Ya Ya Vayehi Line 8 Vayehi Li Yeshu Ah. Okay, very good. Excellent. Let's try line 11. O's. Etain. Very good. And you can see in this, on the English, may the Lord give strength to his Am, to his nation. Because the word O's means strength. And of course, everyone knows my Hebrew name is Boaz, which means in him is O's. I'm a strong guy, can't you tell? That's what O's means. Boaz, right? The wizard, the wizard of Oz. Oz means strength. That's what it really means in the Torah. It means Oz. Oz is really strength.
Where did they get that from the English? Where did they get that?
What's that?
The Wizard of Oz.
Some people explain because it means he was all powerful. The wizard is Oz.
They took it from the
many times. I can give many examples of how English is not an original language. English is a language which is derived from many different languages, like Latin and, you know, different types of, so...
So it means the same thing in English?
What's that?
Oz.
There is no word. Oz is not a...
I think so, yeah. I don't know.
No, that's some explain that that's the significance of why it's called that. But anyway, neither here nor there. That's not so important.
Did you see Wizard of Oz? Did you see it?
Oz, the Wizard of Oz, Wizard of Strength. Okay, let's continue with, by the way, and you should know, the name of the gun, which was created in Israel, is called an Uzi, right? Uzi means, it's my Oz, my strength. That's what it means. An Uzi is a Hebrew word, because it was made in Israel. I forgot who invented the Uzi. But Uzi means, it's my strength. And if you actually look in the book of the prophets, the very first two words of one of the Haftorot, which we read on the Saturday, is Hashem Uzi. God is really our Uzi. God is our strength. But it's derived from the Bible. Uzi means my strength. That's why they named the gun that. Because you walk around with a big gun, you know, don't mess with me, you know, I'm strong. Okay, let's conclude with line 12, 13, and 14, and then I'll give you your homework assignment, and then, unfortunately, let's say goodbye and part ways. Let's try line 12. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer. Im ein da'at ein bina. Im ein bina ein da'at. Excellent. We're going to conclude on page 32. With lines 8 through 13. And I need full participation. Page 32, lines 8 through 13. Before we be... Actually, lines 9. We're going to start on line 9. on page 32, which is, it says on the top, lesson 26. But before we do say this or sing this, I hope that everyone's having fun. And remember that if it's so important to be able to do this and to study and to prepare. And by doing so, hopefully we'll look forward to seeing you in session number 4 with greater enthusiasm and a greater level of knowledge of being able to read Hebrew. So let's sing lines 9 through 13 is how we're going to conclude. We're going to sing 9 through 13 2 times, okay? Elonatana tanlanu na tanlanu et ha-Torah et ha-Torah na tanlanu dayenu day dayenu day dayenu day dayenu 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 dayenu. Let's try line 9 one more time. Line 9 one more time, okay? This is going to be the last time we're going to do it for today. Ilu natan natan lanu natan lanu et ha-Torah et ha-Torah natan lanu dayenu. Line 12, everyone. Day dayenu. Dai dayenu, dai dayenu, 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 dayenu. Excellent. And that's enough. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. We'll see you next week.